In our previous year, we spoke about the Berachah Meira Eish on Matzoy Shabbos. In this year, Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach, we're going to speak about the Berachah Meira Eish that we make on Matzoy Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, on Daf Nun Dal Raman Aleph, here in Masechta Pesachim, Ki Hada Amar Rav Yom Be'yefes, Amar Rav Yoichan, Mevarchim Al Or, we make a Berachah Meira Eish, Be'em Matzoy Shabbos, Be'em Matzoy Yom Kippurim. Both a Matzah Shabbos and a Matzah Yom Kippur. V'chein am a dover, and that is the minig that we make such a bracha. Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, it says in the bracha, it says in the Braisa, Eim b'varach mal'ar el b'matzah Shabbos. The only time we make a bracha ma'ra'esh is Matzah Shabbos, hoil b'tchilas b'riyosihu. That was when fire was created, as we discussed in our previous year. V'kirin shiroya, as soon as you see the fire, b'varach miyad, you immediately should make a bar marish. Yehuda Aimer, Sardin Alakais, it should be part of the Havdalah. From Rabbi Yochanan, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. The Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So here we see that you only make a bar marish on Matzah Shabbos. How could we have just learned that you make a bar marish on Matzah Yom Kippur as well? Answers the Gemara Loikasha. Kamba Ursh Shavas, fire that you didn't use on Yom Kippur, you can make a bar marish on Matzah Yom Kippur, can ba'or hayoytzim and eitzim and avonim, new fire you can only make on Matzah Shabbos. And again, the Gemara says, Tani Chada, or yoytzim and eitzim and avonim, v'achim alof. One Braisa taught us that fire that was created on Matzah Shabbos, we can make a fire that was created, we can make a barim ha'reish. But Tani Chada, eim v'achim alof, we can't make a barim ha'reish in such fire. How do we reconcile these two brises? Again, answer the Gemara. Can't like Hashem. Can't be Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos we make a Meira Eish to commemorate the creation of fire, and therefore we can make a Meira Eish even on new fire. Can't be Matzah Yom Kippurim where the bracha is made because we couldn't use fire all day, so that's why Matzah Yom Kippur we could only use our Shosh Shabbos. So Rashi explains what is the definition of Or Sheshavas. Rashi says Or Sheshavas is that there was fire that was on, that wasn't used in a prohibited manner, or a fire that means there was a fire that was lit on Yom Kippur in a permissible manner, let's say for a sick individual, or you have a fire that was on from before Yom Kippur, that fire you make a bracha, Matzah Yom Kippur, Meira Eish, because now I'm allowed to have anah from this fire that I wasn't allowed to till now. There's from Rashi and the Rambam, it's clear that even if the fire was lit on Yom Kippur, as long as the fire was lit permissibly for a sick individual, etc., that also is in the category of Or Sheshavas. The Maram Chalva disagrees. He says, a Matzah Yom Kippur, it's a Birchas Hanenin, as we've been learning. The Birchas Hanenin is that till now I couldn't use the fire, and now I can. That means it had to be some fire that I couldn't use in Yom Kippur. The fire that I put on Yom Kippur, he says, albeit I put it on Beheter for the sick individual, is not a fire that I couldn't use and now can use. And therefore, he says that on Matzah Yom Kippur, we should use a fire that was on from before Yom Kippur and not used on Yom Kippur, not use a candle that was on, put on Yom Kippur, even if it was put on Yom Kippur Beheter. And as we've been explaining, the difference between the fire on Matzah Shabbos and the fire in Matzah Yom Kippur. Matzah Shabbos, it's a Birchas HaShvach, because that's when fire was created, and that's why it was designated that on Matzah Shabbos, we remember the original creation of fire, as our Gemara here in the Afnun Dalet teaches us. Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur, however, it's a bracha hanenin, that till now I could not have hanor from it, and now I can have hanor from it as well. So now we have a machlokes rishonim. On Matzah Yom Kippur, you have a fire that's lit by a goy. So the halacha is that if a fire was lit by a goy on Matzah Shabbos, such a fire may be used to make a Baruch HaMayra Eish on Matzah Shabbos. Why? Because the Birchas HaShvach is still there. Here, on the other hand, on one hand, when the goy lit a fire, even if he lit the fire on Yom Kippur, there was nothing wrong with it, done with them. But it isn't an Or Sheshavas. And that's why such a fire should not be used. Because, again, you could only call an Or Sheshavas a fire that was on and was not used. A fire that was put on, even though it was put on Beheter, it's not to be used. Furthermore, as we discussed in our previous shiur, yes, Matzoi Shabbos, when we make Havdalah, we make a Barei Mareish. But we also explained that, let's say, for whatever reason, you don't have fire, you should make Havdalah without the Barei Mareish. Because, as we've been explaining, the Bracha Mayra Eish on Matzah Shabbos is only a Birchas HaShvach. And just like we know that a Bracha is made when we go to the Yam HaGadol, when we see the Yam HaGadol. But there's no obligation to go to the Yam HaGadol in order to make a Bracha. Similarly, we should make the Bracha Mayra Eish Matzah Shabbos. Certainly we should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for light that it brings to the world. But if we don't make the Bracha Mayra Eish, it's a Birchas HaShvach. Matzah Yom Kippur, however, that it's a Birchas Hanenen, Matzah Yom Kippur, says the Rajba, in the name of the Ravid, since it's a whole different Bracha, it's a Birchas Hanenen, that we're saying that till now I could not use the fire, and now I may use fire, so becomes an integral part of the Havdalah. Because if we think about what Havdalah is all about, Havdalah is that we're separate. And we're making Havdalah on Matzah Yom Kippur, indicating that Yom Kippur is a different day than every other day. And therefore, how is that most represented? By making a bracha Mayra Eish on a Ner Sheshavas. However, if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, so the Magen Avraham says that you still have to use a Or Sheshavas. The Mishnah Berura, however, paskens that certainly lechatchila one should try to use on Or Sheshavas, on Matzah Yom Kippur, which was on Shabbos. But whereas, and we'll speak about this in a moment, whereas on a regular Matzah Yom Kippur, if you don't have Or Sheshavas, you can't make a Barei Mareish. And not only can't you make a Barei Mareish, I saw from Rabbi Akiva Eiger that let's say somebody started making a Havdalah on his Or Sheshavas, started making a Havdalah Matzah Yom Kippur, and we know the first bracha is a Barei Pri HaGofen, when you make Havdalah. And then afterwards he makes a Barei Mayra Eish. And the Barei Mayra Eish on a regular Yom Kippur, not on a Yom Kippur that was on Shabbos, as we've been discussing, it was not a Ner Sheshavas. So besides that it was a bracha of Atala, because you could only make Havdalah Mayra Eish on Matzah Yom Kippur on Ner Sheshavas, besides that it was a bracha of Atala, there's a different issue. And that is that it's a hefsek in your Havdalah. because you made a bracha that doesn't belong there. And therefore, your bari pri agafin turns out to be a havdala, a bracha levatala, and you have to begin havdala, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, all over again. And this is the halacha, as brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tuf Reish Chaf Dalet. It says in Shulchan Aruch Tuf Reish Chaf Dalet, Mevarchan ala or, ve'ein mevarchan v'matzim kippurim. You don't make a bracha meira eish a matzim kippur al or shaytziu atem and avonim on new fire. V'yesh ayim shem mevarchan lav. Some say we do make such a bracha. Mamad rishon ve'elach. Mamad rishon ve'elach means that you light a fire, you light a candle, and then you light something from that candle that you can make it. You can make a bari meresh. The bia alocha, in quoting this yesh oimrim, has a very difficult time understanding it, because he says the Shulchan Aruch just taught us that we have to specifically use a ner sheshavas. So how can we now say that as long as it's not the actual candle that wasn't, that as long as it's not the candle that was lit Matzei Shabbos, it's good enough? At the end of the day, it's not Ner Sheshavas. So the Mishnah Berurah isn't ready, obviously, to disagree with this Yesh Oimrim. But he certainly holds that you shouldn't use this candle alone, if at all possible. And then the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei continues to say, Yisrael Shidduch Ma'ev Kechavim, if an Akum put on a fire and the Yisrael uses that fire to light a candle, Eim Evarchan Lava Matsyim Kippurim. And this is part of the Mishnah Berurah's question. Here again we see how makbid we are on Me'er Sheshavis. Abishim Matsyim Shavs Evarchan Lava, even though such a candle would be perfectly fine in Matsyim Shabbos, She'eim Evarchan Matsyim Kippurim, we only make a bracha Matsyim Kippurim, Elal Or Sheshavas Me'boi Joyim. Only on a candle that was on from Erev Shabbos, Oyal Or Shehudlik B'menu, or if you light a candle from such a candle. V'kei Nagu, and therefore he says, the Shulchan Aruch, the minig is, L'hadlik Me'ashoshes Shabbos HaKnesses, the candles that were on in the shul, Me'afilah Me'hidlik V'Yom Kippurim, and here he follows the opinion of Rashi. If on Yom Kippur the candle was put on, it wasn't put on from before Yom Kippur, but it was put on Yom Kippur, but it was put on the Heter, Kigoyin L'chayla, you could also make a bracha on this. Hagah, Yesh Oimrim, says the Ramah, that you can make a bracha on Ner Shabbos HaKnesses, V'yesh Oimrim She'en L'Havdol Olav, because the candle that was lit in the Beis HaKnesses wasn't lit for the purpose of giving light. The candle was lit in the Beis HaKnesses for the purpose of Kavod Hayoim, and therefore, She'en L'Havdol Olav, that isn't considered a Ner Sheshavas. A Ner Sheshavas is a candle that's lit to give, to use as fire, and you didn't use it as fire. And Malikim Ner Echem Emenu, we should not use that candle. You should take another candle and light from the Ner Beis HaKnesses. V'nochem L'Havdol Shneim B'yachad. Explains from what does that mean? Dain Ledek Ner Echem Ner Beis HaKnesses. To take one candle and light it from the light candle that was on in the shul. So he says you should combine the Ner Beis HaKnesses, which was on all of Yom Kippur, but wasn't on for the purpose of giving light. Combine it with the light that was what that you're lighting a new candle from that light, and presumably the Ramah is relying on the same heter that we just read on the Yesh Oimrim from Avarchem Alav Mi'amad Rishon Ve'Elach, that if you light one candle and then you light a candle from that candle, that is permissible. So if you combine these two candles, you'll be fine. Rabbi Avadya Yosef and the Sefer Chazoin Avadya on Yom Kippur discusses this halacha as well. He brings down many achronim who have a hard time accepting the V'yesh Oimrim of Sif Dalet. He says at the end of the day, that's certainly not considered a Ner Shoshavis. He then speaks about two other very interesting shailas. One shaila he speaks about is maybe you could use a fire that was lit from a match. He says, because in every match, the fire really is in there. We don't actually see the fire, but it's potentially in there, and maybe actually considered already Ner Shoshavas because the fire was in the world. But he himself doesn't agree with that psak. And then he has a very interesting discussion. There's a very big shaila amongst the paiskim that Bar Meira Eish could be made on Motzei Shabbos on electricity. And many paiskim, even though it's not that clear that that is Rabbi Avad Yosef Shlita's opinion, but many paiskim are lenient because saying that electricity is fire and you can make a Bar Meira Eish on electricity Motzei Shabbos. We've said Shurim on this. It's the opinion of the Max Avram. So was the opinion of Reb Chaim Oizer as well. So he says, even if you'll, and according to the way we've been explaining, it's very understandable. Because the bracha we make on Matzoi Shabbos is a birchas hashvach for the fire that was created, for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created light and fire in the world. And that birchas hashvach is appropriate even on electricity. But he says the way electricity works is that every moment new energy and new electricity is created. So that fire, even if you had a bulb on all of Shabbos, you can't call that Ner Shabbos, because the electricity, the light that's coming out of your bulb on Matzah Yom Kippur, is not the electricity that was there a moment before during Yom Kippur. And therefore that isn't considered Ner Shoshavas. And therefore he says that even those that make a Bar Meira Eish on electricity on Matzoi Shabbos should not do so on Matzoi Yom Kippur. So to summarize, La Locha L'maisa, what is the best type of candle? How should one act on a Matzoi Yom Kippur regarding Ner Shoshavas? So the Paiskim say, and the Mishnah Berurah says this, here in Sifkat Yud Gimel, that you should take a candle on Erev Yom Kippur, light it specifically in your house. It shouldn't be the yahrzeit candle that you're lighting to memorialize your family that's no longer here. That many people have a minig that they light a candle on Yom Kippur for the people that are here still. Also not any other candle, but put on a candle specially on Erev Yom Kippur that you're having there, that it should be Ner Shoshavas. I put it on and I didn't use it all of Yom Kippur. If you don't have such a candle, as we just learned, you can use a candle that was on the whole Yom Kippur, a yahrzeit candle or whatever, or a candle that was on in shul all of Yom Kippur. But as we just quoted from the Ramah says we should combine that with another candle that's lit from a candle like that and use those two candles together. If you don't have any Ner Shoshavas, you should not, as we said before, make a Bar Meira Eish on Matzoi Yom Kippur, because by doing so, you're making a Brachah of Atala. And not only are you making a Brachah of Atala, you're actually disqualifying your entire Havdalah, because you're making a Hefsek in your Havdalah. However, if it's Matzoi Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, and you need to make, and you make Havdalah there, if you don't use a Ner Shoshavas, L'chatchili, even on a Matzoi Shabbos Yom Kippur, you should use a Ner Shoshavas, but then if you didn't use a Ner Shoshavas, your Havdalah is acceptable anyway.